What's the most important lesson you've learned in your life?
The most important lesson I've learned? Mess with the chick that like you, not the one you like. The one you like, you're gonna accept all kind of stuff out of it. And y'all know it's true. You're gonna accept all kind of stuff, what you never accept off another chick. And it might be another chick right next door that like you and gonna do everything and keep you right. But
I mean, yeah, fellas, your job is to lead and to guide and to be a woman's rock. You can't be a rock if you all in your feelings, like she is. And you can't be a rock and set her straight when she needs setting straight. When you walking on eggshells, making sure she happy all the time. She ain't gonna be happy all the time when you gotta correct her on something. So yeah, don't be with a woman who you gonna be head over heels for. You gotta keep a level head. You could care for her, you could love her, you could like her, you could be into her. But not to the point where you just so mesmerized and you blinded and you willing to accept anything. That's why I like to stay in the 7-7.5 range as far as looks. One of the reasons why I think 9s and 10s are undateable.
You'd rather mess with this pretty girl over here that's giving you all kind of problems, you dig? That's how the world goes. Not just with the pimp and the whole game. A lot of people have a tendency, the right people they're supposed to treat right, that's loyal and dedicated, they overlook it and they treat the other people right. That'd mean them no good, no intentions. And that's life.
Well, I don't think that we should be together. And I've thought about it a lot, and...
PBL, real, let me know what y'all think. She might have just put in the work. I guess my question is, where is this woman going to end up when she's 35?
And this is what's going to happen. Okay, I'm going to keep pursuing what I'm...
Women can always default to being with somebody.
Yeah.
The guys can't.
that's the big difference, right?
That's the big difference, man. It's kind of sad, but...
Got a question.
Yeah. Well, yeah. That's why women don't have a problem getting rid of a guy at the drop of a hat. That's where the whole don't settle thing comes from. Because at the end of the day, she knows she can always have that average Joe. Even when she's overweight, wrinkles are already coming in. Gray hairs are coming in. She knows she'll always have that guy who's a 6 waiting on the back burner. So yeah, she don't value him. She don't care about ignoring his texts and his inbox messages. She could treat him however, because she know he'll always be there.
What do you find more attractive? A man who is on his self-improvement journey but has no money, or a man that has a ton of money but's just lazy and not working, doing anything to improve himself?
Oh, no money. Absolutely. 100%. Yeah.
Yeah, same.
Yeah. Why is that?
Yeah, it's easy for them to say that when it's just a hypothetical. But do you really think they wouldn't date a millionaire who just lounge all day and go on trips all day and go on yachts all day? Versus being with a dude who's grinding but he don't got no money? Like, really, think about it.
You were saying happy birthday to me?
No. Can we all go out?
We're going to sing happy birthday to Daddy's girlfriend, Kelly. Because he messaged her happy birthday. Facebook. Mommy went through his phone. So she must be like family, so we're all gonna sing to her. You ready?
She's probably on drugs. Fellas, you know, do more diligent research before you start wifing chicks and having kids with them. I'm sure she got all type of mental issues. I mean, think about just how messed up this is, and she's involving the little ones.
Just intimidated by me.
I don't need anything from you.
If you're broke, just say that.
I don't need a man to pay for anything.
If you're insecure, just say that.
It's giving insecurity. Are you insecure, yes or no?
I'm not insecure, I'm just saying.
You said you're an alpha female?
I'm an alpha female.
What does that mean?
It means men are normally intimidated by me.
So this thing cost me $60. It was literally just a high school portfolio.
Oh, no way. That's crazy.
You're just like every other guy trying to police a woman's body.
Apparently.
Don't argue with women on social media. Let them argue with each other. Ladies, honestly, my advice would just be stay off social media. Rarely anything positive comes from it. But yeah, this is what you're going to get if you try to argue or disagree with a woman on social media. It's pointless.
Apparently, his sister is getting married next March to this guy. But he apparently was involved in, like, some type of drug ring.
Do you feel this energy? Don't affect my crystal with your negative energy.
Can I give you, like, a hug?
I don't hug on the first date. I have boundaries. And so all of a sudden, I'm all, okay, you're honestly just crazy because
you're giving off very much disgusting energy, and I'm not fucking with it.
I'm a female entrepreneur. I'm a CEO.
Oh, you Virgos make me so mad.
I make my...
I just want to throw this out there. If you have an OF or do any type of work that involves what you look like, in my opinion, you're not an entrepreneur. Cash App in the bio is not an entrepreneur or CEO of your page. No, please stop.